Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
No, you boycotted me yesterday. Boycott. I'm not going to jump back in after the crap you pulled yesterday. Be a professional.
I am.
Be a professional. Not according to that outfit, you're not. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
36 degrees right now. Going to get to 44. Enjoy it, because today will be the last warm day. No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I take it back. Tomorrow it's going to snow a little bit. Yeah. We are going to be hitting 17 degrees. That's the high on Sunday.
17's our high.
17 is the high on Sunday. So we are all over the place over the next couple of days. So soak in the warm weather today.
All right.
I want to start the show. This is the most you thing ever.
Me thing ever.
All right. So if you would like to see, Tommy has now started a new trend here in the break room. I encourage you to log on to our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Last week, Tommy wore a tracksuit, a tracksuit that you had imported from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
An international tracksuit.
I think it was actually made in Vietnam, but made its way over.
That makes sense. Yeah. So now dressing like a Russian teenager, Tommy has decided that every Thursday will be Tracksuit Thursday, because you ordered 5 tracksuits?
So, yeah.
Okay. So all day yesterday, Kimmy, he was talking about his new tracksuit, which
he's talking it up
way better than the first tracksuit. Kimmy, if you could use one word to describe how you feel about Tommy's tracksuit this morning, what would it be?
Scrubs.
Yeah, you look like a nurse.
Well, most tracksuits kind of look like scrubs.
No, like that one especially.
You should have led with this one, because I think the one last week was flashier.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the next one yet.
Okay.
No, but here's the thing. All right. Here's the thing.
But I think this one's a little bit actually more muted. It's toned down.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I feel let down.
Why?
In this business, we have a saying, under promise, over deliver.
Yes. Yeah, I've never done that.
You have over promised and under delivered.
Wait until you see.
Exactly. Give me this outfit is Tommy.
I didn't notice it when I first walked in.
Like, he walked in and looked at me and was like, and I was like, yeah, you know, you looked like such an idiot last week. This just looks like a normal outfit. Like, this outfit is your career in a nutshell. Check it out. Here it comes. Wah, 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 wah. But you still wore your nurse's shoes, which makes it look even more like scrubs.
Well, I kind of thought the shoes kind of worked with the tracksuit.
No, like I'm telling you, you could walk into Strong this morning and they would just hand you a clipboard.
Should try that.
No, don't try that. That's
new career.
Horrifying. No. Horrifying. I'm disappointed in you.
I heard that.
Are you upset? I mean, now I feel like we've upset him.
I know. I mean,
it's $40
not,
bucks.
It's not.
$40. Because that's my budget.
Yeah, that one looks $40.
Oh.
Well, they're all $40.
Oh, I thought the other one you said
that
was more expensive.
But the other ones I bought on Amazon were all $40.
Okay.
That's why I bought them. I go, man, how can you go wrong for $40? And they're super comfortable.
By the way, I'd also like to point out what he thinks things are called that you wear, as opposed to what they're actually called, because that's not a tracksuit.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a tracksuit.
It is on Amazon.
No. That is a pair of joggers.
It's a set.
Yeah, with a...
Wasn't every tracksuit a set?
No.
Tracksuit. Sell them as a set.
Tracksuit is a full zip, and tracksuit pants are baggier. You're wearing joggers with a 3/4 zip.
Well, they didn't
Or a quarter zip. Quarter
well,
zip.
Then I should probably send it back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we know you won't.
No. No, I love these things.
No, you look...
I can't believe I missed out on this my whole life.
No, but you knew they existed. You were
criticizing. But I didn't know they were this comfortable.
Okay. What's going on? Are you dying? Is something happening?
Yeah, I'm 66.
No, I mean like sooner than, like everyone's hoping, like any minute now.
I think I'm on a normal pace.
Okay. Darn. No, because like all of a sudden you've like made this transition into clothes that you never enjoyed back in the day. Clothes that you would openly mock on other people.
Yeah, but I'm getting old.
Okay. Is that what
kinda
it is?
Happens.
Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. I mean, have you seen Clint Eastwood lately? He's in joggers.
Didn't he die? No, that was Gene Hackman this morning.
Yes. Gene Hackman just died.
Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog passed away this morning. Yeah. No foul play. for some reason.
So you think it was a gas leak in their house?
I was just guessing.
I thought it was like some horrible murder-suicide thing.
Well, when I hear two people and a dog passed away, no foul play.
Well, the dog
suspect.
Knew too much.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry. Probably. Quick side breaking news. Gene Hackman dead at the age of like 90.
In New Mexico.
He lived in New Mexico?
Yeah. Yep.
Why?
Santa Fe is beautiful. And I think his wife's
an artist. That's what someone in that outfit would say out loud. Santa Fe this time of year, beautiful. Hey, you know they moved the London Bridge to Arizona?
How crazy is that?
Brick by brick, they moved the London Bridge to Arizona. Well, you know where you could wear that outfit this weekend?
Where's that?
That would fit in perfectly? Casino would be one of them.
Oh, yeah. Texas Hold'em.
This weekend is the annual open house at the Rochester Model Railroad Club.
Oh, wait, club.
Club.
Oh.
So this isn't a collectible.
No, you cannot buy yourself. Maybe they have stuff you can buy yourself. This is the actual scene that the Rochester Model Railroad Club works on if you are a member of the Model Railroad.
So is this like an open house to recruit members, or this is just an open house, like, come check out what we do?
Maybe it's both.
Because we've known railroaders that do this, like, that's their hobby.
Yes.
Model railroads.
Yeah, they love model railroads. Yeah. And, I mean, I feel like it was way more common for older guys back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because my grandpa was a model railroad.
My dad was into this, of all people.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, that was, like, the coolest technology that existed when he was a kid.
But he didn't have that personality, you know what I mean? Usually, like, they're, like, type B, quiet guys that tinker.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I told you, like, my old man, he bought this big thing. It was the big ones, right? Mm-hmm. Those 24 scale.
Yeah.
And all I would
do. By the
way,
I love how he's making fun of his dad.
I
he
know,
starts jumping in
drops
on like
24
deep,
scale.
Deep trade terms.
I used to get those bag. You could be able to get like a bag of army men.
Oh yeah,
the plastic ones, and I would just stand them up on the tracks and just run them over.
I'm pretty sure that's what serial killers did back in the day.
Well, that and the Soviets also did it.
No, I mean
so when they were going into like different like the Czech Republic and stuff like that. I think they did that.
Also, by the way, where you could wear that tracksuit.
Yeah, totally I used to play early. Stalin.
So
fake mustache, the whole thing.
The Model Railroad open house this weekend.
Open house, so no charge.
So it's at it's in the lower level of the First Universalist Church on Clinton Avenue.
Okay, there's where I get anything that's in the basement of a church bothers me.
Well, it could also be, you know, church attendance is down.
Because I go there, and next thing you know, I'm in South America, and I'm in charge of the I'm in charge of the monkeys. Like, I don't even see it coming. I already got the tracksuit for it.
There are a lot of churches now, older churches, that rent out places. So that's what this could be. Mm. But what I'm trying to get to here.
Yeah, what's that?
The train display.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they make it like a community.
Yeah.
A 2,400 square foot layout.
Holy Christ,
with
man.
With 350 feet of double track depicting scenes of the Lehigh Valley Railroad in the 1950s. I mean, look.
So it's got to look like a movie set.
It is really impressive. And it's funny because, like, if you've never been to one of these model railroad setups, right? They build holes in, like, the middle of the scene, so you can, like, climb underneath it and then stand up.
That's how the guys, like, work on it.
Yes, exactly. Right? Yeah. And I'm looking at this guy.
To get your, you know, because you got to pick up your army, man.
And our limbs.
I'm hit.
I'm hit by the train.
Well, the train would hit you.
Yeah, it would. I don't think you'd be able to yell, I'm hit afterwards. All right, so I know that you're ready to unload on these people. That you think this is nerdy and sad.
I don't want to go to some church basement, man. It just creeps me out.
Okay. I get what, but the Model Railroad doesn't bother you.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to look at one.
It is weird that the church bugs you, like the venue bothers you more than the actual event.
Like if I was in a mall and it was there, I would look at it. But I can't imagine getting in my car and driving to this.
But like this is made for you.
No, it's not.
No, I'm telling you it is, man.
I don't want to hear these people.
It's everything you love. You are these people. Look at what you're wearing, what you've worn the last two Thursdays.
I don't want to see. I don't want to go into a room full of me's.
You know what that is, Kimmy? And like I had brought this up last week. I told you on Monday, I went to a sports collectible show.
Yeah, this is kind of the same thing.
It is, yeah. I mean, whatever you get into, right? But like,
it's a hobby.
When I go to these sports collectible shows, I have this weird feeling because I'm in heaven. I love all the little weird stuff, and it's a blast. But then I meet some people there, and I go, oh, my God, I'm you. Like, I look at them, and I don't like it.
You're all the same.
And that's what's happening with Tommy because I've watched him, Kimmy, stare at a crane for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? He talks about, you know, being willing to play army with me if we got drunk in his backyard.
He drops some boat knowledge on us from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, you know he would love this. He would sit there and look at all the little intricate stuff. But
he would hate himself for loving it.
And that's it. The second he started talking to other people that were into this.
Sound like Joan Jett.
I hate myself for loving this. Sorry. Why don't you just embrace it?
I don't want to, man. I don't want to be like Old man in a basement with a train set.
As opposed to old man in a leather chair with a tracksuit.
Yes.
No, but I mean, I think this tracksuit is the tracksuit situation, as we're going to call it from now on.
The tracksuit situation.
Which sounds like a Rush album. You can wear your tracksuit out. What we're finding here is as you're getting older, you just stop caring.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what the tracksuits are showing us. So why would you care if this is a hobby you can have, something that'll keep your mind active, your hands active? You should engage in something.
See, like that. I don't. This is what happens when you get old.
Yes.
People start giving you suggestions of what you should be doing.
Yes.
Can I not just sit here and just drink myself to death?
No, but you're...
No. Well, you know what you got to do? You should go down to the church. You know, my friend's a member of that church. They got a train set down there. And we meet every third Thursday of the month. And we all get to everybody. And here's what I know, the stuff sucks.
Why is that?
Oh, we all have a lot of laughs. No, you don't.
How you know there aren't a lot of laughs to be had?
You don't get one laugh out of that place.
I'm sure there are a lot of laughs to be had.
Lehigh Station ain't got no laughs.
You ready for this?
What?
This is the best part of the story. Right, again, we're talking about not only Tommy's disappointing tracksuit, according to Kimmy, but the open house weekend at the Rochester Model Railroad Club. So we told you, it's at the lower level of the First Universalist Church on South Clinton Avenue. It's a really impressive 2,400-square-foot layout. If you would like to go.
Yeah.
Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., because the trainers like to sleep in. However, if you go, make sure you bring cash, because open house admission is
$7. $7? Wait. Open house usually means just come on in.
Yeah, if you pay.
Yeah.
I've never...
Consider it a donation.
That's not really open house.
Open house
donation
admission.
To what?
Donation, well, to the train club.
Okay.
By the way, kids...
To keep it going.
Kids 9 and under are free. I also love where they made it 9.
I was just gonna
say. So a 10-year-old's getting screwed.
All right. How sad of a father do you have to be?
Oh, pretty sad.
If you tell your 11-year-old son to lie that he's 9 to save $7 on the train open
house. I would, though.
On the train open house?
Stick it to him, man.
If you can't afford the train open house, right? I mean, she's right. Like, if you're going to cheat a buffet, fine. I get it. We've all been there. Our parents. I was 10 until I was 24, right? But a $7 train open house is a different kind of story. No?
I'm cheating these pricks, these train pricks.
Well, why go then?
Yeah.
Because the kid may want to go.
Okay. No kid.
I would take my grandson to something.
That's a good grandpa, grandson kind of event.
You hear what he said?
What?
I would take my grandson.
I would get him a little matching tracksuit, and I would go.
You're fighting this. You're fighting it hard. Just embrace something you'd enjoy.
Because, you know, I'm waiting for when my grandson is ready for slot cars.
Yes.
I've already been, like, looking at slot car sets, and they got some wicked-ass slot car sets. So I'm ready for that.
So are you going to be so into it that you have a slot car setup, but, like, a permanent slot car setup where it's, like, yeah, this is for my grandkid, but sometimes I like to go in my basement and play with it, too.
We don't have the room. Yes, if we had the room.
Okay.
But so I want to get one for here, and then I want to get one for Chicago when I go there.
Oh, I thought you meant here, like, in this room. I'm not going to watch you play slot
no,
cars.
No, I'm not doing slot cars in here.
You pointed down. Like, we're
no,
going to put
I
a
meant,
slot
like,
car
down
track.
As in Rochester.
Okay, all right.
No, we're not bringing slot cars in here.
You can actually. You
get
can.
A mini track in here, be kind
of
neat.
Against policy, only one Josh Allen and no slot car tracks here in the break room on CMF. All right.
What?
Look, bro, all I'm saying is,
what?
With the way that you're changing your life for the better with your tracksuit, disappointing tracksuit situation, maybe just take the $7 and go spend 10 minutes in there and see how it
feels. I'm not going. But my wife's out of town this weekend.
Yeah, that's perfect.
There's no way I'm going. That is like the saddest thing.
What?
Well, she's out of the house. I'm going to head down to the church and go in the basement and look at the model railroad.
He can't get over the church part. Like, there's another
it
building.
It all creeps me. You know, churches creep me out.
Yeah, I know.
Especially the ones that are, like, defunct.
What is a defunct
what?
Church?
Like you know, like you're going
bad. You mean
bad.
Like the Mayans?
No, well, yeah, like those guys.
Wait, so like a business, let's say a business buys an old church.
That I'm okay with.
Oh, I thought that's what.
But, like, if the church is still there but you're going bad. Because, like, now you're, like, taking in, like, it's like you're open for business.
The church has always been, has always hosted community events.
Oh, no, this lives in the basement of the church.
Yeah,
so,
this is like we're going bad.
No, like we had said, like, there are some churches, to Tommy's point, where the congregation has gotten so low.
Yeah.
The donations don't support what it takes to run
the
building.
They got to do something.
Yeah, so they'll put, like, a coffee shop that's run by somebody else or, like, you know.
They do wrestling.
Yep.
And they do those, like, low-end wrestling events.
I've done comedy shows in other states where the comedy club was in the basement of the church.
Yes, I have too, and it bothered me.
What?
And I've also hosted wrestling events with CMF here in town.
In churches?
Yes. And by the way, it's the same guys.
But he was wearing that tracksuit as the manager of several wrestlers.
Makes sense.
Tommy the Brain Mule. This is bad news.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dads.
What happened?
Bad news for dads. Because if this is a trend that continues,
yeah,
we got nowhere to go.
Ooh.
We're men without a country. Because as much as this changes every couple of years,
mm-hmm,
I don't know where there is left for us to go.
Were they dead?
You hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock, 96.5, WCF, CMF. It was announced yesterday that Kohl's.
What?
The department store?
Yeah.
Will be closing stores nationally.
Man, I thought they were like the king.
I thought so too. Now, here's the thing. It's not a total disaster. Kohl's announced they will be closing 27 stores across the country. They have over 1,000 stores nationwide.
Okay.
So they say they're just closing the underperforming stores. But, not to be alarmist guy, we have seen other retail places start this way and then all of a sudden it goes really bad. But dads right now, seeing the story, are on high alert because Kohl's is the dad store.
Yes.
Right?
With all your Kohl's cash.
Exactly. I mean, there are dads whose 401ks are only Kohl's cash.
Yes.
And you get that compound interest with your Kohl's cash, mm-hmm, you got yourself a new pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
Now, Kohl's is everything a dad needs, but specifically, Kimmy,
yeah,
dads buy their clothes at Kohl's.
Well, the deals, Pat. They got good brands, good deals, and you get your Kohl's cash you're all done.
You get sturdy jeans.
Oh, they do have sturdy jeans.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Here's what Kohl's
all
did.
All in one place.
What Kohl's did, Kimmy, to corner the millennial dad market,
yeah,
they took brands that used to be cool that are no longer cool. They brought them into their stores,
yeah,
and when you are inside a Kohl's, it's like when you walk into a building and your cell phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
It is a self-contained millennial, like, oh, man, I remember Billabong. Pretty cool. You don't know that nobody else thinks Billabong is lame. So you're going to buy the Quicksilver, sure, or the Billabong or whatever t-shirt they're going to sell, yeah, you for $23.99 at Kohl's.
With a good sturdy belt.
Is Kohl's the ultimate dad store, Kimmy?
I kind of think so. I mean, I think your brother, Ryan, is a perfect example of that. Big Kohl's guy. He talks about his Kohl's cash.
Yep, my brother Ryan loves Kohl's. In fact,
they kind of replaced Kaufman's.
You think Kaufman's was there?
Kaufman was kind of like a dad's store because they had a big dad's section there.
Okay.
And you know, I remember like they also would sell you like those feather things that you didn't think you needed, like a leather flask.
A 7-in-1 multi-tool that's the shape, yeah, of a credit card.
Yeah, like they would sell, and they would be right in the section where like the socks and underwear were.
It's
like,
it's a watch that looks fancy,
yeah,
but it says Kaufman's on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you use the word sneaks, that's your store.
Oh,
you gotta
right,
get me a new pair of sneaks.
Why? Okay, what's wrong with that?
That's a dad word.
It's a dad word.
That's
no,
dad code.
No.
Sneaks.
People 100%. Say sneaks. That's what
that's dad talk. Sneaks.
It's not. No, I mean. All right.
You can use it. Nobody's. It's a dad word.
Okay.
You are a dad.
I don't. I feel like Sears is what Kohl's replaced.
Well, Sears. Yeah, well, yeah. Sears. Then it was Kaufman, but Sears was yes, because Sears you could get everything at Sears.
Okay, so like with Sears, Kaufman's, I would even argue Kmart.
Yeah.
Those were the big dad stores. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where you went and got your clothes.
Yeah.
Those places are now gone.
Right.
And you can make an argument for Walmart being a dad clothing store. But, Kimmy, I think the chaos of Walmart keeps a lot of dads away when they don't absolutely.
It's too much.
Yeah, I think
yes,
you feel a little bit more, I don't know what the word is. You're a little bit more organized at Kohl's or something.
There's like peace and quiet in Kohl's.
Yeah,
there's a calm.
Yeah, no, yes, you're right. Like, my life as a dad is chaos, right? I got screaming and yelling and driving and all this stuff. I walk into Walmart, it's like being
a
dad.
It's not too overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a grocery store.
You won't see anybody really attractive in there.
What? At Kohl's?
Yeah.
Oh, they got that Kohl's calendar they put out.
I think your brother was on the cover.
Yeah, they call it the Kohl's Clippers. Great stems.
And it's a store you can bring your kids to when they're kind of occupied.
Yeah, there's stuff for them to do, too. You're right. They can go off and look at. They have a Sephora inside, so if you have daughters, you can go. No. They can go run off to the Sephora while you do your dad shopping. All right. So 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To all you dads out there, when you got to buy a nice new pair of slacks or a new shirt or a new pair of sneaks, which, by the way, I'm going to argue is a totally fine way to say sneakers.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear the way your voice is going.
No, I just said you shop at Kohl's if you use the word sneaks. That's all I said.
Okay. If we do a Mount Rushmore of dad clothes shopping, Kohl's is up there.
Yeah.
Old Navy is up there.
Uh-huh. Always been.
Because Old Navy has survived through the Gen X and millennial wearing it when it was cool stuff, so we still go back to Old Navy.
And you want to support the military.
What are the other two heads of dad shopping on Mount Rushmore? Is there any? Are there other? Are there two other stores, or are we that hurting that bad for retail?
Okay. This is an up and comer.
Okay.
Costco.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A lot of dad stuff at Costco.
And you got to put Dick's in there.
I don't think guys buy their clothes at Dick's.
But you can. I mean, they got all that stuff. And now you got that discount Dick's over by my house.
No, that one works, but that's such a unique, like, standalone thing. Oh. See, here's the problem with Dick's if you're a dad buying your clothes.
Mm.
It's too expensive. So every once in a while, they will run those Dick's sales at the actual Dick's where everything's like 90%
off. Don't you go
off.
There and get disappointed?
Well, there were those years. Never mind. Shut up. Shut up. No, I'll buy the 90% off Dick's. I'm not going to spend retail Dick's, man.
No, it's serious.
Like, I'm not going to spend.
You got to budget your Dick's.
Bro, I'm not going to spend $45 on an Under Armour shirt that I can get at Marshall's for $7 5 weeks.
Maybe Marshall's is the other one because everybody goes to Marshall's.
Okay, so let's talk about that because I think you can make an argument. Hold on. Let's go back to Costco for a second because you're right about Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Their clothes section has become massive, and there are points in our lives as men where you realize you are no longer cool.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah. And I think the first time you buy an article of clothing at a Costco.
But it's Adidas, Pat.
Okay, fine. You'll justify why you buy it.
Well, it's comfortable.
But while you're standing in
line,
as you take out your membership card to show them to buy clothes, is when you realize.
With that giant bag of pretzels.
Yes, the dream is dead, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You are no longer cool.
It's over.
I have now bought clothing at a big box club store.
I would say Marshall's is probably the one where your wife will go buy your clothes. You probably don't go there. Your wife will bring it home for you.
Okay, but that's not a dad's store then, right?
Yeah.
Because here's the other thing about Marshall's, what sucks. If I go to a Kohl's, I can get in and out. No dad shops for more than 15 minutes at a time for clothes. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Right? Like Costco's different because you're also buying groceries. If I go into an Old Navy, I'm out of there in 15 minutes. If I go to a Marshall's with my wife, that's a 45-minute trip.
Yeah, and it's not the only stop.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a multiple stop day because there's always a home sense. We got to go look at something.
No one ever talks about when I'm done after 15 minutes looking at dad clothes, that 30 minutes between when I'm done and my wife's done, where I'm just walking through the section of where like the tables are at Marshall's, like, oh, that's a sturdy table.
Yes.
Man, how did that chair doesn't look comfy? Wow, look at these chocolates.
I'm sitting on a big hand.
Why do they have the big hands?
I don't know, but every store's got one, man.
Are there stores that you shopped at as like a teenager that you stuck with? Because I think that there are some stores like that for women, but what about guys?
I can't.
Like you guys,
what would
you
be
guys
still around?
Right on.
I can't think of one because
most of them would be clothes.
Well, no, like
I'm thinking for like women, like Express, maybe one of those places.
Chess King.
Chess King has not existed for 30
years. I know.
Abercrombie came back around again.
So Abercrombie, I will not obviously buy anything from Abercrombie. I'm not a youth minister. Also, so Pacific Sunwear, PacSun, was a thing that opened up when I was in high school in Rochester.
I can imagine dad wearing that stuff now.
I can't. No self-respecting dad can buy anything from Pacific Sunwear. I can't think of a store that I shopped at as a kid that I would shop at now.
Yeah.
That is a huge difference between men and women.
Yeah, true.
Because I told you, my wife will go into like Hollister and buy jeans.
Yeah, but that's normal.
I told you that story. So my wife goes in. I think maybe it was Abercrombie. She goes in to buy jeans at Abercrombie. And, you know, my wife is older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk in, and the kid behind the counter, who is like our daughter's age, goes, do you have an email with us? And my wife goes, yeah. And she gives her email. And she goes, I can't find it. She goes, when's the last time you bought clothes here? My wife's like, 1998.
98? Man.
It was like some ridiculous thing. She goes like, oh, yeah, I don't think it's still in the system.
Getting a couple of votes, dad votes for JCPenney.
JCPenney? Nah, Penny seems too fancy. There's currency in the name.
The last time I was in a Penny's.
By the way, if the federal government gets what they want, what are they going to call it? JC Nichols?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Folks, write that down. Come on, it's topical.
That's gold.
Send it to Dennis Miller. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kohl's announces they are closing 27 stores nationally. It's not a huge deal right now. They have over 1,000 stores. But like we were saying, this is how some of these other places that shut down kind of started. And if things go poorly for Kohl's, it's a problem for dads because dad's number one clothing place is Kohl's. So we can't even come up with a fourth Mount Rushmore head.
There's nothing left.
Well, there's a nomination from Jeff. He writes us on Instagram. He says, Target, get all my clothes at Target.
Target's kind of like...
Not a huge selection, though.
It's not really a dad store. Like Kohl's is more of a dad store.
No, I mean, I think Tommy's right. I look, Target has dad things. Kohl's is a dad store.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because I put Target along with like Walmart.
No.
It's got a pharmacy. It's got groceries. Ain't no groceries in Kohl's.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell the Rush Up.
I don't know if Target shoppers see it that way.
So here's what's weird about Target. First of all, you got the same problem with Marshalls, because if you go with your wife or kids,
be there forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are in Target forever, yeah. Which is weird because they're not that big. Target is not big enough for you to want to spend the amount of time you want to spend in Target. Mm. But every person who walks in a Target looks like they're trying to be Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
It is astonishing.
That the
to
dudes
me.
Too?
Yeah, it's weird, very strange. No, like I will walk through that Target, and if they're not like an older woman, every woman in that store is dressed like she's trying to be Taylor Swift.
Well, isn't Target supposed to be like the hip version of the mom store?
It was. I don't know what it is now. Because
I'm
again,
not sure either.
What is Target? What are they shooting for? Because my kids like Target. My wife likes Target.
I thought it was like moms and daughters went to Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have, I mean, they have the men's section.
But it's puny, man.
They have the electronics section, which, if we're going to stereotype, mostly a guy thing that they get excited about. They also have like the sporting goods section where you can buy a kettlebell.
Okay.
Pretty exciting there.
Oh, yeah. Kettle shopping.
All right, so then the Mount Rushmore is Kohl's, Old Navy.
Costco.
Yep, and Target. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. God, what happened to us? Maybe, is there a million-dollar idea for, like, a standalone dad clothing store?
Oh, sure.
So why don't we do that?
Tracksuits Incorporated.
There you go.
No, but, like, I mean, it would it would only be able to last one generation because there's going to be a point where I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. Well, and that's, it's uncool now because that's where your dad shopped.
But here's the thing.
But the new dads coming up would go to.
Well, no, because the new dads have brands that they remember as a kid that they want to keep nostalgic, so they're going to want that stuff. Mm.
But don't you just, like, re-image the store?
I guess you could, but then you're going to alienate the dads that still want to shop in that store that are getting older. It's a problem, Tom.
All right.
It's why retail, it's why Chess King doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remember? That's why we don't have our Gadzooks to go shop at.
Gadzooks.
I love Gadzooks, man. I bought so many flappy jeans at Gadzooks.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, sometimes making a mistake is not about the mistake you made, but how you can smooth it over afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think that's the crux of this discussion.
No smooth?
Well, if you were to do what this woman allegedly did, there are one of two phone calls you could make.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, one of two people you're going to call. And the question is, which call is the better first call? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes from the home of Tommy's mom. My crotch. No, Auburn, New York. Please were called for an accident just outside of Auburn. And when they got there, they found a woman. And eventually, after talking to her, going back and forth, they found out she was allegedly under the influence of drugs.
Okay.
And that would be bad enough.
Sure, it's not good.
But to make the story worse, turns out the car she was driving, not her car.
What?
And once again, she's not being charged with stealing the car. Mm-hmm. It's one of these weird stories where she's being charged with taking the car without the driver's consent.
Okay, didn't have permission.
Yes, and we've talked about this at length, like, three or four times, and nobody can give us a clear definition, the difference between stealing a car and taking someone's car without consent.
So, because you obviously had access to it.
And you may have known the person, right? So let's go with that. They knew the person had access to the car, but they did not have permission to take the car. So she has been arrested. She's facing a bunch of charges. She has a court date coming up.
Mm.
So Tommy, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take yourself out of that tracksuit and into the shoes of this woman,
right,
which, by the way, probably the same shoes. Let's say for some reason you took a car from a friend or a family member.
Yeah.
They were unaware. You then crashed the car doing something stupid, and you are standing on the side of the road. Your phone is in your hand. Does your first call go to the police to report the accident? Or does your first call go to the person you took the car from?
So I don't want to call the cops.
Why?
because I'm already in trouble.
Okay, but the cops are going to find out.
I understand that. Okay. I don't need to give them any help.
Okay.
So I'm not.
So
even,
much for back of the blue, according to your track.
I back the blue. I don't. I also don't like to bother them.
I back the blue until the blue comes backing up to me.
Yeah, I don't like to bother the police with my problems. So I got to call the person.
Okay.
Because I could see myself in this situation as a young man.
Like you being the one.
Oh yeah.
Stealing. Okay.
Not even. Stealing.
No, not stealing. Borrowing without consent.
Because I could see. Because like I used to crash at guys' houses, right?
Yeah.
And I had sketch car that also sketch worked. So I could see myself like scoring the car to go get something.
Your buddy's
car. Yeah, he's not home, right? Or let's say he's sleeping still. Grabbing the car to go, and then I get into an accident.
Okay.
So I'm going to call him first.
All right, gotcha.
And I'm not, that's the only call I'm
doing. So you're not calling the cops. You're going to let the cop, you're going to leave the scene of an accident too, smart guy?
If I could, I would.
Awesome. Great call.
Well, because it's not my car, it's his car.
So you're going
to leave your buddy to deal with it.
You're going to hope that they think your buddy left the scene of an accident.
Yeah, because let's say I'm wasted, and he ain't.
Still left the scene of an accident. Still a crime.
Somebody will be there representing the car. So technically,
no.
Somebody is a representative of my scummy group will be on site to represent this automobile.
That makes you a bigger scummy scum if you're the one.
Can't argue that.
And a lush. No, but especially if I've been drinking, man.
Okay, let's back this up.
I got to cover my ass.
Let's back this up. Well, one, you made the mistake of drinking and driving and taking your buddy's car. No, you don't.
I plead guilty.
No, you're not because you ran away. You ran away from the car.
But I yes.
Okay, so just here's why your brilliant plan, there are gaps in this thing. You said someone will be there to represent the car. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, because I get my buddy to switch out.
So you're going
to
call your buddy, say, hey, I not only did I take your car,
surprise.
I wrecked it, and I need you to come out here now and lie to the cops, which is also a crime.
Not lie. It's your car.
Yeah. Were you driving?
You do drive this car.
Were you driving?
At some point,
were you driving the car when you got in this accident? Were you driving the car when you got in this accident?
I am not. Because of the trauma of the accident right now, I'm not sure.
Okay, so you were lying. And then this witness over here said you were driving the car.
Who's a witness?
The person who was in the accident with you.
Right. Other people.
Well, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
All right, I'm going to turn to Kimmy now. Yeah. Kimmy, let's say situation, you borrow a car without someone's permission, you wreck the car. Is that first phone call going to the police to report the accident or to the friend to explain what happened?
Well, I would think the police and then you figure out the friend later.
Oh.
Go the other way.
Because, well, what is my friend? My friend might call the police on me if they were pissed enough.
The cops are coming anyway.
So you're saying cops is the smart move?
I don't think you can avoid the cops.
No, I'm not saying this is to avoid. Now, I understand why Tommy going down his rabbit hole. What I'm saying is you can call your friend, explain, and then call the cops and report the accident.
But I want to take care of it now as much as I can before I go to friend.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying, but I do want to present you this potential scenario. If you call the cops first and report the accident, it is possible that the cops get to your friend first, and you don't get to give your side of what happened. Granted, it's not going to be a great side.
Yeah.
You'll at least have the opportunity to be like, I'm your friend, try and smooth it over.
I don't think it's going to work.
So you're a coward. You don't want to talk to your friend. You would rather the cops tell them.
But then they also know, like, well, it's already all done. You know, like, the situation's over.
No, it's not, because they're going to have lots of questions when you get either bailed out or released on your own recognizance or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, I think this.
But I've already, I'm now defeated.
But if you get into an accident and you hit somebody else, they're probably already calling the cops. So that's already been taken care of.
Okay.
So that's off your plate.
All right.
Call the person who owns the car.
I mean, I would say the smart move is you call the. Let's say it's even a tree. You swipe a tree. Yeah. Yeah. You call the person who owns the car first. You give them a heads up. Mm-hmm. Then you call the cops and let everything get handled. yes, that
one. That's an idea. I wouldn't go completely with that.
Here's the problem, though. If you call your friend first, you're going to kind of bend the truth. You're going to lie a little bit. It's not going to be the story that the cops are then going to tell them. So now you've lied to your friend on top of it.
Several studies have shown, and anybody in politics will tell you, the first story you hear is the one you are most likely to believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you get that story's very different than what actually happened.
Yes, I'm not saying, you know, there was a nun that needed to be rushed to the emergency room, so I grabbed the car, she jumped out, I tried not to hit her, I hit a tree. You just give a softer version. And I'm not saying they're not going to be pissed, but it does give you an opportunity to the best you can control the narrative with this person who you put in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
right, 252-WCMF, as we talk about this woman out in Auburn who allegedly took a car without permission that was not hers, got into an accident. Police say she was under the influence of drugs when it happened. We're talking about who you call first, the friend who you took the car from, or the cops.
Yeah.
Tommy, the only person who could pull this in your life, where you would not hold a lifelong grudge against them, would be your kid, right?
Well, that would be number one that would this would probably happen to. Like, yeah. Your kid took the car without permission, got in trouble.
You know, it's funny. I would have thought
I did it.
I would have thought the same thing, but we've never seen a kid story. It's always grown-ass people.
But I've done this.
I get
cover
it.
My tracks, but yeah.
I get it. But the ones that show up in the news are like people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yeah. Which is surprising because I knew so many guys back in my day that grabbed the keys and left.
Unless the ones that are teenagers don't make the news.
Mm.
I guess, because they don't report it.
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, if your kid does this, takes your car, smashes it up.
Mm.
One, if they're safe, that takes precedent over everything.
Yeah.
You're just relieved. Two, like you said, teenagers are stupid. Even though you're disappointed in their choice, this isn't an out-of-left-field thing.
Yeah.
I mean, also, like you said, you may have done this. And you have a lifetime of being a mom or dad to smooth over this situation.
Yeah.
I was racking my brain with this story last night. I can't think of a single other person in my life who could take my car without asking, smash it up, drunk drive, whatever, and I would be able to totally forgive that person.
So it would be just
my kid. I think it's just my kid. Because, I mean, like, my wife can take my car whenever she wants. I'm not talking.
But you have a lot of people in and out of your house, family.
Oh, yeah, sister, brother, yeah, everybody.
Right. So what if one of them, let's say your brother Ryan, you know, he's got to run something to the store with the, you know, he didn't get permission, but he just took it.
No, okay.
Especially like a sibling or somebody or parent that does a lot for you. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you have a parent that watches your kids all the time and they decide to take the car and make bad decisions.
I'm not saying I would cut them out of my life.
Yeah.
But let's use my brother. You know, my brother and I are close. Let's say he takes my car without asking, which is insane because it's so easy to get a hold of somebody now. Hey, man, I'm taking your car. Text me or call me. Hey, man, do you mind if I take your car?
Yeah.
I would still have my brother in my life. I would hold it against him for the rest of his life. I think it would always be there. Like, how could you do this?
Would it bother you, depending on what they were doing with the car? Like, if they're running an errand, if they're trying to pull a move.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just unnecessary crap.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be easier to justify if he had to go get, like, diapers for his daughter. I still wouldn't be happy about it, but okay, I mean, I guess I get it. Yeah, if he's like, hey, man, I'm borrowing your car to go meet a buddy down at the bar.
Right.
Doesn't tell me.
Depends on where he's going.
Yeah, I think that matters, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but either way, he did take it without asking.
Yeah. You know, I always wonder, too, with these stories, what the person whose car was taken was doing, when they didn't notice their car was gone. Like, are these stories of people who, like, have homes in Florida and the car sits in the driveway?
Could be that.
Are these people really heavy sleepers? Like, did the person who took the car time out when they were busy and away?
Yeah.
Knowing they would be distracted? Because that last one would be infuriating. Like, you had a plan to deceive me.
Yes, that's
like,
true.
This isn't like, hey, I'm in, you know, Okeechobee for the winter, so I'm just going to use your car while you're gone. Like, this is, I am timing out like it's Ocean's 11 down to the minute when I can get your car, bring it back, and you're not going to know.
It could be one of those families, too, that have, like, just, they own a ton of cars.
Okay.
Because they have so many kids, and they're like, you know.
There could be cars on this parked on the street.
Right, and you just don't notice it in the moment.
I think no matter how many cars you have, if you looked outside, you'd notice one of them was
missing. No, you may not at the moment because, like, there's people, like, in our neighborhood that have, like, four or five cars. But I don't know if those are the kids' cars, the grandparents, who, like, lives there.
You know, they just changed the sign for Pittsburgh when you drive in. Welcome to Pittsburgh. If you're missing a car, you won't notice.
You won't.
What an East Side effing
I'm telling you.
Statement. Well, you know, just if they take one of your five cars, what's the big deal?
Bro, you had a house full of, like, cars. Some didn't even move.
Understood. And if any of them were moved, I would have noticed. Yeah, you'd think my dad wouldn't notice a big maroon Dodge Caravan?
He didn't notice his wife half the time.
But no, if she was missing, he would have noticed. All right. Always there. There!
Yeah, I'm thinking like people that park on the street. Like, it could be parked down little ways depending on your driveway situation.
Could happen.
I mean, I guess it sounds insane.
Or
to
you
me.
Could just think like your wife took the car. You know what I mean?
Somebody
but she's out with something. She wasn't going to call you.
Okay, but where did my wife go if she's not there and didn't take the car?
Then you got some questions.
No, that's what I mean. Again, this ain't 1974 where it's like, oh, I'll just make an assumption. I have a cell phone. She's got a cell phone. You got a cell phone. She's got a cell phone. I could simply call my wife and go, hey, did you take the car?
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, I'll just leave this alone and not think about it for the rest of the day.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.